GPS Game Plan Strategy Coaching was started 6 years ago by Lori Wilson as she discovered while helping her son how challenging it is to navigate and demystify the process of selecting the right post-high school education and major subject area. So here to talk about GPS Game Plan Strategy Coaching and an information session coming up for parents and students is founder Lori Wilson. Welcome, Lori, to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
What is the goal for GPS Game Plan Strategy Coaching?
The goal is to really help students take ownership of this process of looking forward beyond high school and deciding what direction they want to take with their lives when it comes to a career, and then backing up from that, a college major. 75% of high school juniors really have no clue. And we're asking students at a younger and younger age to come up with this plan and know where they want to go. It's no longer, what do you want to be when you grow up? It's like, okay, let's decide right now. You're 14, 15. What kind of a job are you going to have? What do you want to do? And it becomes very stressful in addition to all of the other things that add to students' stress levels, GPAs, ACTs, SATs, and all of those. So really the goal is to help the family and the student come up with a greater direction, a greater plan of action.
How do the students take ownership? What does the program do that gets them to like, hey, I've got this under control. I can do this. I want to do this.
Any student we work with, whether it's in a workshop or one-on-one with the family, I do a set of inventories with them. They take them online. Takes them about 20 minutes. It's the same personality assessments that are utilized across the world. Actually, the DISC behavior model is one that's used in corporate America for correct placement of people in positions where they will have less stress and be more effective. And then we use a values model to really figure out the why we do what we do. It's the motivational piece, and the DISC being the behavioral piece, or the how. So we start with that, and then we do a little questionnaire with them about, when was the last time you really felt strong when you were doing something? When was the last time that you lost track of time? Because that's a really great indicator about where our passions lie. And then we give feedback to them. A one-on-one session is usually about 2.5 hours worth of feedback. They walk away with a printed version and the PDF of their inventory, and then also a plan of attack of ways that they can then investigate careers or paths, if you will, that would match up with kind of who they are, how they're wired.
What is the inventory you referred to?
That is an online assessment, 24 questions on one and 24 on the other that they go online and answer. And its validity is so strong and it is so accurate that, in fact, I was with a young lady, a sophomore at OSU, just yesterday, and she read it. And I do know her family. And she said, "You wrote this about me, right?" I said, "No, dear, the computer wrote that about you." It's very accurate. So it gives general characteristics. It gives strengths they would bring to an organization, the way they like to be communicated with. It allows them to see that the way they think about things isn't the way that everybody else necessarily thinks about things. So it allows them to fine-tune their communication capabilities with their family, with their teachers, teammates, and their sports teams. And then as they get into college, with their professors, we coach them about how to talk to professors that may not be just like them.
Have you ever worked with a young person who just went a total 180 and went a completely different direction than they thought they were as a result of what the inventory brought back to them?
I can think of one young man in particular, because it was just kind of almost shocking to him and his parent when we did the debrief. And he had always thought that he wanted to be a firefighter. That was just in his mind. He wanted to be an emergency responder. One of the things we measure is your risk tolerance. Are you a risk taker, or are you somebody that kind of likes to take time to make changes and decisions? Most of us in the United States are on that other side. We like to have time. But in order to be somebody who's on an EMT and things are happening right in their face all the time, you really have to handle risk well. He had no tolerance for risk. He was completely on the other end of the spectrum. But he did have some hearing loss, and so he had worked diligently with speech pathologists and worked with doctors, and he had fine-tuned his ability to hear so well, and he had an interest in music production and working in that end of things, but he never really thought he could do that. And that was really so much more in line with what was really in his heart, And I will tell you, students really gravitate to things that teachers and parents and mentors say to them, coaches. They hold on to it. And if somebody tells you you should be something or do something, they take that as absolutely, that's what I should do. And it may not be right for them at all.
And actually, the process then helps mine what's most appropriate for the kids by asking the right questions through the online tests and through your experience and coaching. Mm-hmm. I have three children. There was a lot of major changing going on with a couple of them. That costs money in the long run. There's an economic impact to that when you're, well, let's try this, let's try that. Can this actually help kind of cut to the chase for students?
It absolutely can. And the monetary value is that 3 out of 5 college students change majors at least once. And with every change, it adds usually a year onto the process. Right now, and the figure is a little dated, but it's a couple years old, we're looking around $40,000 for the average cost of a year of college. Now, that's everything. That's all in. That's travel. That's entertainment. That's food at the restaurants and room and board. But even if you are going in-state, in-city, if you're under $25,000, it's great. So if we could save the cost of one semester by not having these missteps and these changes and trying this on for size and trying this on for size, imagine the money that it could save for a family or the student who's financing their own college education.
How can students and their families learn more about the GPS game plan strategy? And I also wanted you to mention, I saw on the website that you have another program specifically for athletes.
We do have some information for that athlete who wants to play beyond high school. It's just to sit down and giving them a process. There's a lot of folks out there who say, we'll make videos and send them out for you. That's not what that's about. It's just for them to really get their head around what that process looks like, the NCAA clearinghouse, how that works, and all of that. And many times they're going to get it from their coaches at their schools. But we do offer that kind of information if somebody's interested in that. To find out more information, going to the website, we explain the process. We welcome questions. I talk to people all the time on the phone because every student is very unique. And how we can help them, I fully explain that to the parent.
You've got an information session for parents?
We do. Yes, coming up in a couple weeks on the 13th of October, we're going to have a Saturday morning information session for parents, just free to come and learn more about it, ask the questions they want to ask, see the materials that we utilize and what they come away with. And all of that information is on the website.
I've been speaking with Lori Wilson of GPS Game Plan Strategy Coaching for high school students and their families and college students as well. For more information about the upcoming information session, it's on Saturday, October 13th at the Pfeiffer Building in Blue Ash, and it's important to pre-register. Please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.